Okay, good morning. I just thought it would be a good opportunity to talk about the Shaila that came up last night 30 times, I would say. A few people asked. We had it, Daniel made a siyum at the picnic area in Camden Yards, and a bus was not yet there. One of the buses was not yet there at the time of the siyum, so a lot of people wanted to know, are they allowed to partake? Are they allowed to eat the fleishigs if they didn't hear the beautiful words of Torah? If they didn't hear the siyum itself, they weren't there for the Torah part of the siyum. And then a whole bunch of people who were there for the siyum said, well, wait a second, I already heard my siyum, but I don't want a chicken sandwich. I want to have a hot dog. I'm at a ballpark. I'm supposed to be able to have a hot dog from the kosher stand. So can I go buy a hot dog and then go eat it wherever I want? Because after all, I already heard my siyum. So I want to discuss why the answers were what they were for just a couple of moments to explain this halacha a little bit. There is a machlokes haposkim. What happens on Erev Pesach? If you're a firstborn on Erev Pesach, you're supposed to fast unless you attend the siyum. What if you show up to shul after the siyum was already made, but they're still eating the donuts or whatever it is, the orange juice that they have for the siyum? Is that okay? Can you still partake of that siyum and then eat the rest of the day? That is a machlokes haposkim. The Tshuvas Maharam Brisk says, even if you were not there at the time of the siyum, you can still participate and eat the food after the siyum is over. And on the other hand, the Ben Ish Chai in Parshas Tzav says, no, you have to participate in the Torah, you have to hear the Torah, you have to even understand the Torah that's being shared in order to be able to eat as a firstborn on Erev Pesach. In the Mishnah Brura in Siman Taf Ayin, in Hilchos Erev Pesach, he says that the minig is to eat at a siyum masechta, even if you're a bechor and normally you should fast. And he writes, Va'af shabechorim ba'atzma no lamdu ha-masechta. Even if the firstborn didn't learn the masechta, Kivan she'etzel ha-messayim u'sudas mitzvah, mistarfim u'sudaso. Since it's a sudas mitzvah for the guy who's making the siyum, everyone can participate. Va'aminag she'meskabtzim la-messayim kodim she'siyim, u'messayim lefneihem ha-messeches. Mishabura says the minag is that you make the siyum in front of the people who want to eat. V'shomim u'mitzdarfim imo b'siyumo v'achar kachos nasuda. They listen, they join the siyum, and then they participate in the suda. Now, the way the Mishnah Berurah says it is that that's the minhag. Halacha, you could probably participate even if you don't hear the siyum on Erev Pesach. But the minhag is that you should hear the siyum. So all we've said so far is, on Erev Pesach, if you're a Bechor, there's a machlokas whether you have to hear the siyum. One could make a pretty cogent argument, as does Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky in the Sefer Kovetz Halachos, that is only when it comes to Erev Pesach. But when it comes to the 9 days and utilizing a siyum to be able to eat meat, everyone would agree that you do not have to actually hear the siyum. Because the way it works on Erev Pesach is very different than the way it works in the 9 days. On Erev Pesach, what the siyum functions as, what it serves to do, is to turn the day into a Yom Tov. And that's why you're not only allowed to eat at the siyum itself, you're allowed to eat the whole rest of the day. The day can only be a Yom Tov for you, perhaps, if you actually participate in that Torah, in the actual Simchas HaTorah. When it comes to the 9 days, it has nothing to do with the day being a Yom Tov. The 9 days cannot be a Yom Tov. What it has to do with is a Su'udas Mitzvah. A Siyum Masechta is a Su'udas Mitzvah. If you participate in a Su'udas Mitzvah, that overrides the minhag of not eating fleishigs. And therefore, if you show up after the siyum is being made, but the meal that's going on is still a su'udas mitzvah, there's no doubt that you're allowed to eat the meat at that siyum. So when the second bus came, and there was still chevra hanging around eating in that area where the siyum was made, that was a continuation of the su'udas mitzvah, and that's why we paskind that they are allowed to eat their chicken sandwiches at that location. However, what would follow from this is that if you want to go to the kosher stand later and buy yourself a hot dog and eat that totally outside of the Sudas Mitzvah, that is totally not permissible, because what is permitted is the whole day doesn't become a Yontif. You can't just go and have Fleshik somewhere else. It is that Su'uda that becomes a Sudas Mitzvah. Once it's a different Su'uda, once it's somewhere else, that is not a Sudas Mitzvah. A guy called me up the other night and he said that he's in a bungalow colony and someone's making a Siyum, but he wants to go and eat with his family. So he wants to bring his whole family to attend the Siyum, and then he and his family will go back to their own house, and they'll eat their fleishig meal, they'll have a barbecue there at their own house. Is that permissible? And now you know the answer is no, that is not permissible. That is not participating in the Su'udas Mitzvah. It is only mutter to participate in the Su'udas Mitzvah and have fleishigs there. It should also be noted, this was relevant last night, that if the Mesayim, if the person making the Siyum, is not interested in the food that's being served at the Siyum, that's okay too. He doesn't have to eat in the Su'udas Mitzvah in order for it to be a Su'udas Mitzvah, since all the food is there as part of the celebration of the Siyum, the entire Siyum becomes a Su'udas Mitzvah. Everyone should have a wonderful day.